journey. There is nothing wrong with you. This is growth. This is transformation. Protecting yourself. Getting lost in the noise. Figuring it out. Feeling used. Uncared for. Losing hope. Burning out. This is fear. This is processing. This is surviving. This is being alive. Empty. I walked off stage once the show was over and prayed for the misery to stop eating me alive. I was sick and pretending not to be sick. At least performing kept me moving. Coming home to an empty apartment was worse. Without work, I had nothing to look forward to. I'd sink into the depression for months, half passed out from the grief, eyes open, mind lost in another dimension. Write the book, they said. Get back on the road again. What's taking you so long? It feels like I'm watching my life happen through a fuzzy television screen. I feel far away from this world, almost foreign in this body, as if every happy memory has been wiped clean from the bowl of my mind. I close my eyes, and I can't remember what happy feels like. My chest collapses into my stomach, knowing that I have to get up in the morning and pretend I'm not fading away all over again. I want to reach out and touch things. I want to feel them touch me back. I want to live. I want the vitality of my life back. Disconnected. My mind. My body and I all live in one place, but it feels like we are three completely different people. Hope. Nothing lasts forever. Let that be the reason you stay. Even the sick, twisted misery will not last. I want to live. I'm just afraid I won't measure up to the idea people have of me in their heads. I'm afraid of getting older. Scared I'll never write anything worth reading again. That I'll disappoint the people who are counting on me. That I'll never learn how to be happy. That I'll be broke again one day. That my parents will die. And I'll be alone in the end. For the love of my life, I am trying my best to have hope. I'll keep greeting each morning with an I will when it feels like I can't. I will. I will. I will meet a day that will melt me. I will move, and the sadness will fall off my shoulders to make room for joy. I will be full of color. I will touch the sky again. I don't want to be numb anymore. I want to be snapped, cracked. Hammered into. I want to open where I am closed. Find the secret door. Let me out of me. I want something to hold me by the neck, split me down the middle, and make me feel alive again. Reminder. I am not my worst days. I am not what happened to me. There are whole blackouts in some of the years I have lived. My therapist says our minds erase trauma to help us move on. But every experience I've had is memorized in my flesh. Even if my mind forgets, my body remembers. My body is the map of my life. My body wears what it's been through. My body signals the alarms when it thinks danger is coming. And suddenly, the hungry little demons from my past come raging out of my flesh, screaming, "You don't forget us. You don't ever try to leave us behind again." Present. I'm either romanticizing the past, or I'm busy worrying about the future. It's no wonder I don't feel alive. I'm not living in the only moment that's real. List of things to heal your mood. 1. Cry it, walk it, write it, scream it, dance it out of your body. 2. If after all that, you are still spiraling out of control, ask yourself if sinking into the mud is worth it. 3. The answer is no. 4. The answer is breathe. 5. Sip tea and feel your nervous system settle. 6. You are the hero of your life. 7. This feeling doesn't have power over you. 8. The universe has prepared you to handle this. 9. No matter how dark it gets, the light is always on its way. 10. You are the light. 11. Walk yourself back to where the love lives. Full. I am not broken because of the depression. I am not a lesser version of myself because of the anxiety. I am a whole, complete, and complicated person. I want a parade. I want music. I want confetti. I want a marching band for the one surviving in silence. I want a standing ovation for every person who wakes up and moves towards the sun when there is a shadow pulling them back on the inside. Sometimes, "I love you" means I want to love you. Sometimes, "I love you" means I'll stay a little while longer. Sometimes, "I love you" means I'm not sure how to leave. Sometimes, "I love you" means I have nowhere else to go. I'm afraid I won't find the one who sees me and rushes to breathe me in. I have a fear of seeming too desperate. I'm scared I will be cheated on with a woman more brilliant, more striking, more of me in every way. Terrified this will confirm what I know already, that I am not enough for someone to stay. What if I've already walked by the one on a street corner? What if I've already been with them and ruined it? Who will love me enough to spend their energy getting close to someone so inconsistent? What if the one I want is someone who touches me and leaves, and the one who doesn't leave is someone I can't stand touching me? Will it always be bad timing? Will I ever be sure? Will I settle? Will I be on my own forever? It's impossible for one person to fill you up in all the ways you need to be filled. Your partner can't be your everything.